Mainstream medicine versus alternative medicine. This is an example of how to tackle a topic that we might be afraid of. It's not a model on how to deal with the content, but a model of how to survive a speaking test, imposing a topic and a time limit, and also some textual structure demands. I would like to speak about health issues, focusing on mainstream or conventional medicine and alternative medicine, or more precisely, alternative health treatments. Healthcare has improved a great deal for ordinary people who live in societies where there is a public health system. This means we have improved our living standards and also our life expectancy. When people in our industrial technological societies speak of mainstream medicine today, they are referring to different kinds of things because our concept of health and our resources to take care of ourselves are very varied. In any case, generally speaking, mainstream medicine is about taking drugs prescribed by doctors to address different kinds of health problems, and about surgery and taking tests in different kinds of healthcare establishments for more accurate diagnosis. We have also begun to include natural medicine resources like herbal medicine and homeopathy and alternative treatments, mostly related to our joints and muscles, including physiotherapy or PT, physical treatment, right? Osteopathy and chiropractics. But should we include acupuncture from Chinese medicine or yoga from Hindu philosophy? Should we also include non-aggressive treatments like Bach flowers, iridology, aromatherapy, breathing exercises, reflexology? So far, we all agree these resources can be called alternative medicine or treatments. But then, what about our diets? Can diets and exercise be considered alternative treatments? Today we seem to be obsessed with the relation foodstuffs have with our health. In terms of diets, we can actually buy vitamins and minerals at chemists or drugstores, pharmacies, I mean. And all kinds of foods include today all kinds of supplements. In my experience, it is clear that to deal with pains in one's muscles, back and neck, going to the doctor is not always a good idea, and she will prescribe some kind of painkiller that will give you stomachache. I don't know what effect acupuncture might have on the muscle system, though I have heard acupuncture is very effective for all kinds of things. But I do know that when my neck hurts, when my muscles are contracted, my PT solves that in one or a few sessions. I'm more doubtful about Bach flowers, but also about more medical options like homeopathy. I have tried both on various occasions, and I have never been able to say or notice if it worked. In contrast, I have a friend who is a nurse in a state-run hospital, and she has been treating a gynecological problem of hers, a large tumor, with homeopathy for over a decade instead of having surgery. Although she was warned she shouldn't, she could possibly die, she chose homeopathy instead of surgery, and so far she hasn't died. To my knowledge, in numerous instances, health is an integral issue. Psychological, emotional, as well as physical factors have to be taken into account. The more choices we have, the more we can adapt resources to our particular cases. people need to find the kinds of treatments that work best with them. So thanks for listening, and that's my monologue. Well, dear students, check out the transcript because you will be able to read all the bits I had to chop out because I spoke about 1,000 words and that was 12 minutes. And the monologue in the B2 or upper intermediate examination is between 4 and 6 minutes. So I did it in about 500 words, so that would be 5 minutes. I think that if you do a monologue in 300 words, it would be enough for 4 or 5 minutes. But you should remember that you should never write it down. You should create your outline and practice explaining the ideas in the outline. And then, when you've done it a few times, each of those times differently, when you feel more confident about your ability to speak, then you can try to write it down. If you write it down, you will be doing a writing exercise and not a speaking exercise. And what you need to do, most probably, is practice speaking, not practice writing. Okay? So, give it a try. Come on. Have a nice day.